This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. The trillion-dollar infrastructure bill we've been reporting on cleared a big hurdle this week, passing the Senate. If it is fully approved, it would throw billions of dollars towards electric vehicles. One group in Congress wants as much as $160 billion to go to incentives for consumers, manufacturers, and funding to build charging stations. But there is an unresolved question around these stations, and that is, who should be responsible for installing and maintaining them? Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more.
In addition to charging their cars at home, future EV owners are going to want to do that on long treks, too, says Carnegie Mellon professor Jeremy Mihalik.
If I go to rent a cabin up in a rural area, I want to make sure I can charge my car there, too.
Industry groups like the National Association of Convenience Stores have been lobbying Congress. They want to remain a necessity for road trips of the future, says the group's general counsel, Doug Cantor.
You plug into a high-speed charger, you go inside to use the restroom and grab a drink, and pretty quickly you're on your way.
He says competition in the private market could keep prices lower, but public utility-run chargers could offer better access, says Mihalik.
Think about USPS, the Postal Service. It's not profitable to deliver mail to a lot of these rural areas, but we do it because we want mail to be something you can rely on anywhere.
Mihalik says early adopter EV drivers are understanding about the limited infrastructure now, but the mainstream public will be less tolerant. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.